Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at
Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. In today's shift, let's talk about burnout. And when I say burnout, that can be at work, in your personal life, or wherever, but you feel like you poured so much into the world without receiving enough back, and you just have nothing else left to give. Well, that reminds me of the last couple of weeks of my life. Every time I turned around, I ran into somebody or something that was requiring my energy. And my heart wouldn't let me just walk away. So I poured and I poured and I poured some more. Before I knew it, I was out. Felt like I had nothing else left to give. But you know what? The things that I was still responsible for, day in and day out, were still standing right in front of me. So yes, I got those things done, but I got them done on fumes. And I felt like I could never get enough rest. Nothing would help me replenish. Felt spiritually tired, felt physically tired, felt mentally tired, and nothing would help. So in those times of being tired and sitting still, it actually made me sit and reflect. And one of the things that I thought about was, if I treated my energy like I treated money, I would probably be a little bit more conscious of how I give it out. So I have to think about my necessities first. What are the things that I know I have to do on my schedule? I have to ration that energy for those things. And I don't give my whole paycheck out to charity. So I can't give just any and everybody that comes to me to ask for help my energy. Let me give out what I have to give without it neglecting my responsibilities. And that's okay, because you're not responsible for taking care of everybody that comes to you. Sometimes they come to you because you're the easy answer, not because you're the one that's supposed to help. So that's where spiritual intuition comes in. And if you don't feel like it's on your spirit to help them, it's okay to say no. Preserve your energy because you still are responsible for your assignments. And it's okay sometimes to say no. That might be the blessing that you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.